I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, cricket in the classrooms, or at least in the high schools. But first, last week, when President Obama announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed in Pakistan, one of the most controversial reactions came not from a politician or religious leader, but from an athlete. Pittsburgh Steelers running back Rashard Mendenhall used Twitter to chastise those who were celebrating the death of bin Laden and to question whether planes could have taken down the Twin Towers. Those comments cost Mendenhall fans and an endorsement deal, but he's not the only athlete getting into trouble over tweets. Joining me now on the line is Sri Srinivasan, Dean of Student Affairs and professor at the Columbia School of Journalism. Sri, welcome to Only a Game.
Happy to be here.
You are known for giving companies, journalists, and everyday folks tips for how to use Twitter and other social media. If you were to give a workshop for athletes, what advice would you give?
I would tell them that Twitter has completely changed the way they connect with two of their most important communities. One is with reporters, and the other is with their fans. And what's fascinating is to see how those dynamics all kind of work together in this new changing media landscape.
Because of the NFL lockout, the Steelers could do little more than publicly distance themselves from their outspoken employee. But some, especially those in Pittsburgh, have suggested that players should be banned from all social media. Leagues, of course, already have rules in place about tweeting during games, but do teams have the right to tell their employees what they can and can't say on their own time?
This is something that we are starting to see in all kinds of fields. These athletes are pampered folks with giant egos, so trying to control them is going to be very, very hard. And I don't know if people should be thinking that that's the way to go. What will they really react to? They'll respond to financial incentives and kind of the carrot and stick approach. So what happened with Mendenhall is going to at least be a wake-up call for some athletes, not all of them.
Only a Game listener Brenda Campbell weighed in on our Facebook page saying, and I'm quoting now, "Like any employer, the team should be able to make clear what it considers inappropriate and job-threatening, but these are athletes we're talking about. How often is there any real threat to their jobs, no matter who they kill, abuse, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?" Does Ms. Campbell have a point? Are you and I more likely to suffer negative effects for what we tweet than an athlete or celebrity?
I think we have seen that in many, many ways in the last few years. It's also important to remember that we're just getting started, meaning we're still learning what the etiquette is, what the technology is like. And even Twitter itself, I'm remembering a tweet that I saved that Carmelo Anthony sent to Magic Johnson when Magic Johnson joined Twitter. And here was Carmelo Anthony welcoming Magic Johnson, and I'm reading his tweet now. It says, "Hey, at Magic Johnson, welcome to Twitter. Take some time to get used to. I'm still trying to figure it out," which is absolutely true, that Twitter is not easy to use. I've been on Twitter for 3 years. I still make mistakes all the time. If you ever have the misfortune to sit and watch me tweet, I take 7 to 8 minutes sometimes on a single tweet because I know that what I say on Twitter that day is more likely to be seen by more people than anything else I do that day. I think of kind of that digital trail that I'll have, and I want it to not be as embarrassing as it's going to be anyway.
New Orleans Saints running back Reggie Bush tried to use the just a joke excuse this week when fans reacted negatively to the tweets that he was having fun on his lockout-imposed vacation. Maybe he should have added that little smiley face.
Yeah, you know, this is another example where high-profile people who have lots of followers and lots of people who don't like them will find that people will find the worst interpretation of anything you've ever wanted to say. There are, you know, 100 million plus tweets a day. So you can imagine how this gets paid attention to in ways it may not otherwise.
You know, it's not just American athletes causing controversy on Twitter. Only a Game listener, Jacob Roth, used our Facebook page to alert us to a number of incidents in the English Football Association. He said, and I'm quoting, "On the evidence that the FA arguably thinks footballers shouldn't be tweeting at all, I can't wait for the Tweet Responsibly campaigns that will be forthcoming." I wonder what a Tweet Responsibly campaign would look like.
If it's aimed at the athletes, it would say, remember, every tweet you send will be seen by your mother and your grandmother and your teacher and then by your agent and by the endorsers. And those endorsement executives are likely to have different standards from you of what is appropriate and what is not. So the next time that you're thinking of sharing a photo from a hot after party you go to, think about that, because everything reflects your image.
Unlike many leagues around the world, the Ultimate Fighting Championship is embracing social media. Starting June the 1st, UFC will offer bonuses for fighters who gain the most Twitter followers, gain the highest percentage of new Twitter followers, and write the most creative tweets. This program will cost UFC $240,000 over the course of a year. Is that a good investment?
Well, let's look at who we're talking about first, right? No surprise when you talk about mixed martial arts as being a different kind of sports league. $240,000 is not a big deal for them if it gets a lot more people talking about, pointing to, and maybe laughing with and laughing at some of their athletes. And so I think this is, for them, from their point of view, I think this makes perfect sense.
Sri Srinivasan has been named one of Pointer's top 35 most influential people in social media. He tweets under the name @SREE. I have been named one of the least 35 influential people in social media. But you can find Only a Game's tweets at Only a Game Radio. Follow us on Facebook the same way. Sri, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you. I'll be following you.